Because we've seen the rest of it. What is she talking? What are they talking about? What are we doing here? Let's go out to your calls now. Jefferson in Virginia. You are on the air, Jefferson.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, we're looking at the deterioration of the Republic, but I was telling your call screener, you know, we really need to expunge her from our politics entirely. Kamala Harris is a disaster. If she gets to be the squatting president for a temporary amount of time when Joe Biden steps down, she's going to be stuck with us, and we're going to be stuck with her for the next 15 years listening to her inanities in triplicate discussing our political situation for, you know, forever. She'll have Secret Service protection. She'll be a former president, even though she's been thrown out of office. She's going to be like Stacey Abrams and Barack Obama in combination. If they had a child, it would be her talking about our politics in the future and how we're messing things up for everybody else. And I just can't contemplate having to live through a world with her in it, being a former president. We got to find some way to make all of this last 4 years go away. But it never actually happened. And, you know, we can't put people in jail and prison to get out of this situation. We really need a truth and reconciliation format where we can let these people confess to what they were trying to do and still live amongst us and not send them all to prison. But they'd be social pariahs for having done what they did for the last 4 or 5 years, trying to turn us into a communist country. That's my take on things.
I want to send them to prison, Jefferson.
If they lie during the truth and reconciliation, then they do go to prison, but that's on them. You give them the option of telling the truth and confessing to what they did, and we learn from their confessions just how elaborate this whole scheme was to take down the American system and hijack it. And in the confession, it's almost worse for them, because then they have to live amongst us. They don't know who's going to be a vigilante against them, so they have to stay in their homes and be like living under house arrest. We haven't put them in prison, but they got to pay their own bills. It's a better situation, and it happens faster. Truth and reconciliation gets us over the hump and back to acting normally again, because we learn from their plot to take down and hijack America. So we won't let ourselves happen again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you look at that person that was talking to Charlie Kirk, the greasy being in the mask, just going, I hate the United States. Of course I'm a Kamala voter. I'm a Kamala voter. I hate the country. And it's like, what do you do with those people? You know, what do you do with the fact that these people are not only out there, but like so confident that they're willing to go out and say this? Like, it's going to take some fairly extreme measures, but it wouldn't be hard to, you know, set these things right. It's just a matter of just doing the work, just putting in the work, you know, and talk about deportations or just, you know, the criminal activity stuff. We need another like crime bill, you know, that helped to staunch the bleeding in the '90s. You know, these people that go around, I have all these, stories, the incompetent to stand trial stories. You know, you've got people that are walking around with 30 felonies, you know, 80 felonies. Like, it's just crazy. So like, we just need we need less tolerance. I think we need less tolerance for these people and their ideas, and they can have them. They can express them. It's just, they should be shut out from any ability to get any government grants. We have to end all of the government funding of all of the programs of all of the asylum seekers and all of the academies, all of the universities that are teaching this crap. Just needs to shut it off. Because, again, the sad thing about this is when you understand, when it's revealed, just how NPC-like the population is, it's kind of depressing. When, like, people that never, they never would have, if not for the indoctrination. Nobody thinks that women are men. Nobody thinks that transgender children are cool and brave. Nobody would think that. But they do, because that's what they hear, because it's just the same thing repeated over and over, and they just absorb it without thinking and repeat it because it's a signal that they're in the in-group. And that's depressing, because you want to think that people can independently evaluate reality and are honest enough to reflect that. So it's depressing that they can't. But the other thing is that if they were just getting a different message, they would believe that just as vociferously. If instead of being continually bombarded, and this is the thing with leftists, they need censorship, they need propaganda, because nothing they believe is natural or obvious or good, right? Nobody in a state of nature. You couldn't go to some uncontacted tribe. Matt Walsh literally did this, going to Africa and talking about transgenderism with the tribal people there. Like, none of it is just, it just comes about naturally. It has to be enforced. It has to be constantly propagated. It has to constantly be reinforced. It has to come from every direction. Even then, most people don't buy it, but some people do, and they absorb it and they repeat it. And then it's, you know, it gathers momentum, and soon everybody is saying that transgender people are good. Like, I had a headline today. I don't even know where it is, but it was like 59% of people think that transgender children are not real and under 18 shouldn't be able to medically transition. And it's like, well, that's a majority, which I guess is better than nothing. But you're telling me 41% of the American population thinks that you should chemically castrate children because they fell for propaganda that Sesame Street taught them? Like, national poll shows 59% of voters support federal ban on transgenital surgeries on children. So, flip side, 41% of American people think it's fine to perform genital mutilation on children. That's crazy. That's insane. And yet that's all they've been able to achieve. Like, it's good and bad. It's a double-edged sword. It's bad that 41% of people have been indoctrinated into this psychotic suicide cult. But also, when you have 100% of the media, 100% of politicians, 100% of the schools, the education, all pushing this message, and only 41% of people buying it, it shows how wrong they are, and it shows how ineffective their methods are. And the point of all this is just to say that if instead the school was teaching you about self-sufficiency and the media was propagating positive ideas about self-reliance and independence and liberty and the importance of the founding fathers and the foundational morals that built this great country, if that's what was being pumped out instead, 100% of people would believe it because it's true and they're just not hearing it. And then it would be fine. Everything would be fine. So again, I'm telling you, it's just, we can't get cold feet here. It just has to happen. And like the deportations, especially, I see people all the time post things that are like, nobody's going to get deported because as soon as the deportations start, there's going to be some news story about some woman or some child that was mistreated during the deportations. It's going to be a big thing and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. What these people say doesn't matter. It just needs to get done. It just needs to be executive orders. The soldiers will do it. Just give the orders. Just go pick them up. Take them home. It's all peaceful. They'll be fine. They get to keep all their stuff. They aren't going to be hurt. Just take them away. And if they fight back, then that's their fault. Then they're just like a criminal. If you're shooting at a cop, you shoot the guy. I mean, whatever. This is how it works. So how it needs to start, just needs to be a giant push at first. It needs to be a huge, giant, massive, we're going to deport 10,000 people a week for the next 5 weeks. Everybody's going to go crazy. All of the media is going to report all of these sob stories about some poor dishwasher that got ripped out of her home and sent back, and everybody's going to be sad. And you just do that for a month, and you just keep your foot on the gas, and you just deport as many people as possible. The outrage is going to come. So you say, oh, okay, all right, well, we may have gone a bit far, and then you pull it back a little bit, but you just keep it going. But the outrage will die down. You just do what the Democrats do. This is what the Democrats do, right? They just do something insane and crazy, and it pisses everybody off, and then everybody gets mad and outraged and wants something done about it. It continues ad nauseum. They maybe admit that it might not have been perfect, but whatever. And then it just keeps going, and it slows down a little bit, but it continues on ad nauseum. And then it just goes on forever. Just what has happened to the southern border just needs to happen in reverse, okay? It's really not that hard. We have another caravan, another headline today. Yet another caravan makes its way towards the southern border. Okay, well, we'll just do that, but in reverse. We'll just have caravans. If they walked here, they can walk home, all right? Maybe we don't even buy them plane tickets. We just put arrows on the ground and have people every 100 feet with a gun. Just go that way. Keep going. Keep going south. Move on. Go on then. We can't get cold feet. We can't. we just can't have sympathy for these people. Literally hate the country, actively trying to destroy it. They're telling you they're destroying statues of Abraham Lincoln. There's no debating with these people. There's no finding common ground with these people. If somebody was staying in your house that was like, I hate your family, would you try to negotiate with them? Well, I understand what you're saying, and we are terrible, so what can we do to make you more comfortable? No, they just hate you, and they're always going to hate you, and the more you give them, the more they take. The more you offer them, the more they want. So it's over. It's time. It's time to stop. It's time to just put our foot down and get our country back.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.